Here at the Takotna checkpoint with Rick Swenson, the only five-time champion of the Iditarod. So I just want a little bit of history of, I guess, where folks have taken their 24. Takotna, from what I understand, is pretty new. Would that be correct?
It wasn't until sometime after 1985 that people started taking their 24 here, but it's been really popular ever since people started using it. But, I know that people have taken their 24 from as near the start as Squintna to as far up the river as Eagle Island or Anvik is as far away. I don't think anybody's ever gone past Ruby on the northern route, but maybe this year, maybe John and Dallas will go to Galena.
What do you think the advantage would be to that? Because that just seems like a long time to keep going and going and going.
Well, I mean, people have done it in the past and it's worked out. Part of it is they figure that then after they come off their 24, they're going to get a little bit of speed back and they'll hold it, hopefully, on the river better. Or maybe they just want to go to someplace like Cripple where it's harder to take care of your dogs for fun. It's definitely quieter there. I've done it a few times. I didn't really see anything bad about it, but I just didn't, the accommodations there, especially in a year like this when it's so cold and there's so little snow there to even make for water. It just makes that much more work for the musher to do a good job taking care of his team. So I can't see that much of an advantage, but strategically I know different people. Joel Runyon always preached it and Doug Swingley liked it. But I know it bit Doug Swingley in the backside a couple times too doing it. So, it's all a gamble. And I know Jeff and Martin were going to do it one year. They did it one year and it backfired on them. And anytime you have to go off and be in the lead on a stretch that's so far, so long, when you don't know what's out there and that trail breaker's only left a little while in front of you or whatever, you're kind of taking a chance.
So would you say that because Takotna is so accommodating with, the dogs are just right out here, there's water available, there's showers available, there's a great place to sleep for mushers, there's great food, would you say the rest here just makes it, you're just allowed to rest a lot better when you're in this checkpoint rather than Ophir, Cripple, or places down the trail?
Well, I think that McGrath is really accommodating. Takotna is really accommodating. Nikolai is accommodating, but, most usually people only stop there if they need to. But they've always been really accommodating. And Ophir is really accommodating because they have water there. But to go to someplace where there's no water, not even a hole in the ice, so that every time you want to cook for your dogs, I've used about 25 gallons of water so far, and I've only been here 13 hours, and to make that much water melting snow, you'd be pretty busy.
Reporting in Takotna, speaking with five-time champion Rick Swenson, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.